Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yes.
Las Vegas. What's up, everybody? How are you doing today? How's life treating you? Fine, I'm sure. Yes, it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas, and it's nice weather out here. Yes, I'm outside sitting back enjoying the beautiful weather in the valley. In the desert in Las Vegas.
All right, DJ Papa D, play another song, and we'll be back in a minute.
We'll be right back.
I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go.
Bye.
running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. Phi Beta Sigma fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activity. We have a store on Storytime with GMoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. By going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody else around the world? Right now, we're broadcasting on 7 continents. So tell all your friends, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, tell everybody to pull up the radio show and listen to G Money on the radio. Yes, we have an interesting radio show. We play music, we play comedy clips, and we play commercials and public service announcements. We have it all on our radio show. So it's very entertaining for all of your family and friends to listen to the show. Well, all right. Well, what's up in the weather in your neighborhood? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to tell you about the weather in Vegas. Well, 2 days ago, last night as a matter of fact, it rained in Las Vegas. But during the daytime, it was 85 degrees on the outside. And today, the sky is blue and there's no clouds in the sky. And the sun is shining, and it's about 90 degrees out here. So it's beautiful in Las Vegas. But they say it's going to rain later on tonight. They have shower warnings that they're broadcasting on the radio.
that they're having shower warnings to broadcast that we may have showers this evening. It's about a 30% chance of rain. But it's not going to be a heavy rain. It's just supposed to be a light sprinkle because we're getting a storm that's coming in from California. So we're having a little bit of rain that we're expecting in Las Vegas. And it's just going to be for today and tomorrow and maybe Saturday. But Mother's Day is going to be beautiful. So it'll be a good day to take moms out and take her to breakfast or take her to lunch or take her to dinner or even cook dinner for her at the house. It will be a beautiful day to celebrate Mother's Day with your mother or your grandmother. All the mothers are to be celebrated on Sunday. That'll be May 12th, 2019. So, anyway, celebrate Mother's Day because it's coming. And the weather will be beautiful in Las Vegas for the celebration. All right, let's talk sports. Well, let's talk NBA sports. Right now we have the semifinals going on the Eastern Division, Eastern Conference. And Boston was playing Milwaukee Bucks. The Boston Celtics were playing the Milwaukee Bucks. And yes, I told you it was going to be a five-game series. And the series ended last night after game five. But unfortunately, it wasn't Boston that won. It was Milwaukee Bucks that won the series. Boston won the first game of the series, and then Milwaukee came back and won four straight. They won four in a row and won the series. So Milwaukee is going to play in the Eastern Conference Championship game. And they'll be playing against the winner between the Toronto Raptors and the Philadelphia 76ers. And right now that series is 2-2. Both of them have a two-game win. And I predicted that the series would go seven games. And it looks like it's the best out of three right now. Whoever wins the next two games will win the Eastern Conference semifinal champions. So we're waiting to see. I'm predicting that Toronto is going to beat Philadelphia 76ers. I think Toronto's going to win two out of the next three games, and they will be the Eastern Conference semifinal champions. And they will be playing against the Milwaukee Bucks for the Eastern Conference championship. So that's what's happening in the East. Now, in the West, we got Portland Trailblazers are playing the Denver Nuggets. And right now, I think it's 2-2. So it's a tie. And it's going to come down to the best of three, which means they'll have seven games, and whoever wins four games first will be the champions of the semifinal Western Division. So we're still waiting to see. I told you that that series was going to go seven games, and now it looks like it's going to go seven games because it's two games apiece, two games for the Toronto, for the Denver Nuggets, and two games for the Portland Trail Blazers. So tonight they play game five in the series, and we'll see who wins tonight, the fifth game of the series. And that'll let us know who's going to win the conference championship. So we're waiting to see. And the other half of the conference semi-championship is being played by the Golden State Warriors. Now, they've won the past 2 years. They've been the champions, the world champions, for the last 2 years. And if things go according to plan, they will win the conference championship again this year. So they'll be playing against the Milwaukee Bucks for the NBA championship series. But we don't know yet. Right now, it's three games to two games in the Golden State Warriors playing against the Houston Rockets. Houston Rockets won the third and fourth game of the series, and then they lost last night. So Golden State Warriors won game five. So they're ahead three games to two games in the Western Conference semifinal championship. So we'll have to wait until either Friday or Saturday when they play again for game six in the series. And I'm thinking that Golden State is going to take the whole thing because I think Golden State has the best basketball team in the NBA. So we're looking for Golden State to win. But if Houston can come around and play decent basketball, it may go seven games. But I don't think so. I think game six is going to be the end of the series. So we'll wait and see what happens. And we have Portland Trail Blazers playing against the Philadelphia 76ers. They're tied up at two apiece, so that's four games. And it's the best of three games now. Whoever wins two out of three will end up winning the other half of the Western Conference Championship. So I think it's going to be the Portland Trail Blazers. I'm giving them the go-ahead win to win the division, and then they'll play against the Golden State Warriors. So that's what my predictions is. Okay. Now, back to the radio show. All right, it's time for a commercial break.
This is Getting Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yes, we're broadcasting in 7 continents worldwide. And I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm welcoming you to Gregory's Story. And yes, I have another story for my listeners today. If they're interested in hearing a really good story, you know, I had a girlfriend that I had dated while I was in college. I used to come back and forth to Los Angeles because I was going to college in Sacramento. I was in Northern California, and I used to come back and forth on holidays. I'd come home for Thanksgiving and for Christmas and for Mother's Day and Father's Day, and I would go see my girlfriend. It was a girl that I was dating. So I'd go and see her when I came home from school. Well, eventually I graduated from college, and I came home, and I found out she was getting married. Yes, she was getting married, even though I had been the boyfriend of the hour. At least I thought I was. She was the one I would go and visit when I came home. And her kids really liked me, and they thought I should have been their daddy. And I went to the dress rehearsal for the wedding, and her husband didn't even know that I was her boyfriend. Even though he was getting ready to marry her, he didn't know that I was the one coming, and I was spending the night in bed with his wife. Yes, but her kids knew it. And when I first started going over there, you know, 5 years ago, her kids were young. They were innocent little youngsters. They were like 3 years old, 4 years old, 6 years old. She had 2 sons that were young, and then her daughter was 6 years old. But they used to come and jump into bed with us in the morning when they woke up. And I'd be laying in the bed with Mom, and they would come and want to get in the covers. And we were like, all right, come on in, get in the bed, get in. So I was real familiar with the kids, and they really liked me. So we were at the wedding, the day of the wedding, and we had gone through the wedding. I was the best man at the wedding because my girlfriend had told her fiancé, her husband-to-be, that she wanted me to be in her wedding, and she wanted me to be the best man. And I was really surprised because I had known the guy before. I didn't know who he was. I didn't even know anything about him. But my girlfriend said she fixed it up, and she set it up for me to be the best man. And I was kind of nervous because I said, I wonder if she told him that I was the one coming and sleeping in the bed with her. And if he knew all of that, why would he want me to be the best man in the wedding? So I was kind of nervous, but I stood up for him as the best man in the wedding. And after they got married, it was all good. The kids had come, and I'd be sitting in a chair, and the kids would want to come and sit in my lap. And I was like, oh, no, that's your daddy over there. Go sit in his lap. And the kids would say, well, we don't know him, but we know you. And I'm like, yeah, but he's your daddy now. So you got to get to know him. And I didn't want any kind of complications at the reception because I didn't want him to really find out who I really was to his wife. And so I told the kids to go over there and talk to him. And I got up and I was talking to the other women that came to the wedding reception. And a wedding reception is always a good place to pick up girls because they got wedding bells in their eyes and they're always looking for somebody to get married to because they want to catch the bonnet, the bouquet, and all that good stuff. And when they throw the garter belt, I try to hide. I don't try to get in the way of catching that. I'm running and ducking and dodging and hiding, not trying to be in the way of the bouquet. So I would be on the other side of the room when they did the shooting of the garter belt. And I was like, no, I'm not going to be involved in that. But it was a lot of girls at the wedding. So I walked around and danced with a lot of the girls. I made my presence known. And I had a good time. And one girl was an older lady that I had danced with because I have this thing about dancing with people that are just sitting around. If they're not looking like they're having fun, I want to make sure that they're having fun. So I got up and asked this lady to dance, and she was happy, as they all are. They're always happy when I ask them to dance. So we get on the dance floor, and we're dancing, and we're having a good time. And we dance about 3 or 4 records, and she's really happy, and she's having a good time. And I'm dancing, and I'm looking at all the other girls sitting around the room, wishing I was dancing with them. And they're looking at me, and they're smiling, and they're waving at me. And I'm just taking it all in, smile for smile. And we finish this song, and I go to the table, and I pull out the lady's chair for her to sit down in the chair, and the chair has wheels on it. So I just roll the chair out, and I hold it, and the lady sits down in the chair, and I push it back against the table, and then I go to sit into the chair next to her where I was sitting before, and I get ready to sit down in the chair, and some man comes and pulls the chair out from under me. He didn't know, or at least he acted like he didn't know that I was getting ready to sit in that chair. And he pulls the chair out, and I fall to the ground, and I bounce. I land on my behind, and I'm bouncing. And I'm like, oh, my knee, my knee, and my ankle, oh. And it turns out I twisted my ankle, and I sprained my knee when I hit the ground. So everybody comes over and they're holding, helping me up, and they give me my chair back, and I sit in my chair. But now we're putting my leg up on the table because they want to check my injuries. And they have a nurse there, and she comes over and she looks at my leg, and she tells me, yes, it looks like your ankle is swollen. It may be broken. And your knee looks like it's sprung, so it may be a serious injury. So we got to take you to the hospital. So they call the ambulance, and I get in the ambulance, and I go to the hospital. and I see the same doctor that I saw when I was playing football at the park. I had gone to see him when I was playing football and I tackled somebody and I got a brain concussion when I was tackling this guy because we were playing football with no pads and I tackled him and sprained my, I got a concussion in my head. And then I went back to the same doctor during baseball season when I was sliding and stealing third base. I slid and I had my hands in the dirt. You're supposed to slide with your hands in the air, but I was sliding with my hands on the ground and they had glass in the dirt and I cut my hand open. So I had to go to the doctor and he had to put stitches in my hand. So I had seen this doctor like three times in my lifetime. And now I was going to him with a sprained ankle and a twisted knee. And he just looked at me and he said, "You again?" And I go, "Yeah, doctor." Except I wasn't playing any sports. I was just getting off the dance floor. And somebody pulled the chair out from under me and I hit the floor. So that's what happened. And he said, "It's okay. We'll x-ray your leg and we'll find out what the situation is." And so they did that. And it turned out that my ankle was just sprung. I didn't break anything. And my knee was just temporarily sprung. So they just wrapped my knee up in a ACE bandage and wrapped my ankle in an ACE bandage. And he gave me some crutches to walk on for a couple of weeks until the swelling went down in my leg and in my ankle. And I carried on my life as I always do. I went to another wedding and I had a good time at that wedding as I always go to entertain the women at the wedding because I'm not getting married. I'm on a paper chase. I'm looking to make $1 million before I even say I do. So that's the end of my story. I hope you enjoyed that one. I was being generous to this woman and almost broke my ankle trying to be nice to her. Yeah. So now it's time for another commercial break. So DJ Papa D, take it over and do what you do. And we'll be back for more.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer. and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right. And I'm like, I know they're not shooting at me, so I hit the ground. And they're shooting, and they're shooting. And I'm on the ground under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car. And I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way, and they got shotguns, they got 12 gauges, they got 9 millimeters, they're just blasting, blam, 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 and they're shooting back at the Mexicans, and they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting, and I'm in the middle of the shootout, and I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the car. But I notice that they're on one side of the street.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world. Yes, we're broadcasting on 7 continents worldwide. That's how we're doing it here on Internet Radio. This is blogtalkradio.com. That's how you can find the radio show. So check it out. Tell your friends to check out blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. Yes, I am G Money, and I'm running for president of the United States in the election of 2020. And I want everybody to pull up my website, storytimewithgmoney.com. And you can see I got comedy albums for sale. So buy a few of my albums and help my campaign with some campaign funds. Yes, and you can go to my store and you can buy G Money products from the store. Oh, we got about 200 products that you can choose from to buy with the G, with the $3 sign. That's my image and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is G Money. And that's me. So tell all your friends to vote for me because I'm running for president of the USA in 2020. Yes, it's right around the corner. It's about a year and a half away. So tell everybody and make sure you listen in on my radio show every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 3 o'clock, and on Friday at 3 o'clock. And our Friday show is dedicated to solving the homeless situation in Las Vegas and all over the world. Because if we got some good ideas that we can use in Vegas, we'll be able to use the same ideas anywhere around the country and anywhere around the world. So I'm saying, check out the radio show on Friday. Tomorrow, we're doing the show to talk about helping the homeless. So listen in. And if you have people that are homeless, let them listen into your radio so that they can listen to the radio show too. Because the more people listen to the show, the better it is for the word to get out to help homeless people live a better life. Yes, I'm G Money, and I'm running for president in 2020. You heard me? And now that you heard me, tell everybody you know. Later. Talk to you tomorrow at the radio show, 3 o'clock. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm out of here. Later. Good night. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.